This is Dr. Ali dictating follow-up readmission history and physical note. A patient name Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. This is a readmission note, comprehensive evaluation. Patient was, this is a 83-year-old female. She was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital because of worsening right leg swelling. She was sent from the nursing home to the hospital. She had a significant swelling, warm to touch and painful. She was evaluated in the ED and subsequently admitted. Patient has a multiple medical problem including hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, previous CVA, hyperparathyroidism and non-specific polyclonal gammopathy, focal seizure, questionable myeloma. Patient also the history of COVID pneumonia in 2021. Patient underwent CT of the right lower extremity with the contrast lower extremity ultrasound X-ray done. Hip and knee, no significant abnormality. Patient was given IV fluid, IV antibiotic, subsequently DC antibiotic. However, there was no obvious etiology of infection. Conservative management, IV fluid, mental status started to improve. 3-day course of empiric antibiotic given for possible community acquired pneumonia. And subsequently, patient was sent back to the facility. They didn't recommend any further intervention. And the palliative care consultation was advised. Today when I saw the patient, she is lying on the bed, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, coronary artery disease, number 4, previous CVA, number 5, primary hyperparathyroidism, number 6, non-specific polyclonal gammopathy, number 7, AKI, number 8, focal seizure, number 9, depression, number 10, macrocytic anemia, questionable multiple myeloma in the setting of abnormal SPEP, UPEP, and hypercalcemia, history of osteoporosis, history of COVID pneumonia treated, chronic left bundle branch block. Medication, allergies not known, medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650, Q6 hour PRN. Docusir / Sena, 1 tablet, BID, PRN, Pastilla Prom 10 mg daily, Ferrocerfate, 1 tablet daily, 325 mg twice a day, Hydrocortisone / Paroxamine, PAROMOXI, Promox, Hydrocortisone - Pramoxine, PAROMOXINE, 2.5/1% apply, Q12 hour PRN for rectal leaching, melatonin 1 mg at night, maritazepine, ...7.5 mg at night, lubricant eye drops 3 times a day, omeprazole 40 mg daily, Miralax 17 gram daily. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no empty musculoskeletal, right knee still has swelling, right leg some swelling but no redness. Neuronosyncope, physical patient is awake, she is lying on the bed, no acute distress, blood pressure is 112 over 67, pulse 80, temperature 98.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 95%. Next apple, no JVD, chest non tender, head edemic, normophilic, eyes anectaric, no ear near the discharge, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2. Abdomen soft, not involved from positive extremities. Right knee swelling noted. Right knee has some edema. And right knee is painful to move. Neuro, she's awake, alert but forgetful and disoriented. Lab done while in the subacute rehab, sodium 135, potassium 3.2, chloride 109, CO2 19, creatinine 0.9, BUN 14, WBC 5.4, hemoglobin 10.2, mercury 31.8. Assessment, patient is admitted, readmitted, right leg swelling, right knee swelling. Recommended by the hospital, palliative care and comfort measure. No aggressive therapy on that knee. Next line, hypokalemia supplemented. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, metabolic encephalopathy. Next line, status post metabolic acidosis, status post hypoxic respiratory failure with their improvement. Status post pneumonia treated in the hospital. Next line, right lower extremity swelling with the pain but no fracture identified. Next line, history of CVA. Next line, history of CAD. Plan of care, we continue all our current medication. Potassium was low, that has been supplemented. Sports status, patient is a DNR. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.